actually like a copy of God's Word. He offers me to you, our, you might say, our Christmas gift to you, Word of God, which of course, well, who knows, maybe you could spend Christmas Day, you know, meditating on the, as we call it, the Christmas story. That is, you know, the birth, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, into the world. Because, of course, that's really what the season is all about, or at least, well, it used to be in our society and most parts of Europe. But, of course, we're in sad days now, and all that's kind of forgotten, and stuff is taken over, you know, buying and selling and giving and getting. Not that there's altogether, you know, that's altogether wrong, but it's forgetting, you know, the important, you know, the reality of the thing, you know, that without Christ, you know, you got no Christmas. You know, what's that, you know? Buying and selling and drinking and partying and no thought about the one who came into the world. And of course, who gave himself a ransom for many, who suffered and died and rose again from the dead. That's what he came for, that's what he was born for. But of course, he realized, speaking to a generation that by and large knows very, very little of these matters. And so that's why I offer you God's Word to read for yourself, freely offered to you. You're free to take and do with as you will, but maybe want you to, as I say, think on, meditate on the Christmas story, the reality of it, why it is that God sent His Son into the world, well, that through Him that you might be saved. So Jesus Christ, we proclaim to you here once again today, Word of God for you here this afternoon in Hanley Center. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the one who was born on Christmas Day. Born on that day that he might be born in you. Because that's the hope of glory, friend. That's the hope of heaven. That's the hope of being with God through all eternity in heaven instead of hell. Christ in you. Not Christ in the manger. Not Christ on a Christmas card. Not even Christ on the cross. It's not there no more. He's in heaven. He's at the right hand of God, reigning supremely throughout the world. Christ in you. He has to be in you by faith. And of course, that's the only road. That's the only pathway to peace. Lord, Christmas card, I don't know if you've noticed, you know, they have that theme, don't they? Hope and joy. And then peace, you know, peace toward all men. Oh, hey, if only. I can hear some people in Hanley saying today, frightened to death to open their doors in daylight, never mind at night time. You know, because of some vicious, violent, thieving rascal. Oh, peace, you say, yeah. If only, I wish. So where does a person get peace? I ask you, in a sin-torn, wicked, evil world. Where? Oh, where? Well, the Christ child, the Messiah, born on Christmas Day. Jesus Christ, Bible says, came into the world, not to give us parties and presents. Oh, a present, yes, a gift, yes. Eternal life, and eternal, everlasting peace through his name. Christ Jesus came into the world to save us from that which causes the dispeace. And what causes the dispeace? Well, sin. A sea of sin. A mass of sin that the world wallows in. Your nation wallows in. Your community here wallows in. That's why there's no peace. But then, of course, you wallow in the stuff too. And that's why you have no peace, neither in your hearts, neither in your homes, nor anywhere else. Now, only in Christ, justified, made right with God, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his name and what he has done accomplished, and therefore, of course, have the peace of God that, well, that the Bible says passes all understanding. So you see, believing in Jesus brings a lot of benefits, you know, brings a whole host of things, you know, into a person's heart and life. Not just peace, but joy and hope, love, everlasting love. Another commodity, of course, that's in short supply in our society today. But these commodities, as I say, they can't be purchased. They're simply given by the goodness of God. You see, God is good, and all good comes from God. There's no good apart from God. You got anything good about you or in you? You got anything good in your life? Well, then you got it because of God, his goodness. All goodness comes from God because, well, that's his nature. That's his character. That's his being. He's good, you know. But the benefits and privileges, you know, well, you can get a lot, you know, from society these days, you know. Well, they talk about universal credits. Don't think that's working too well, but, you know, there's a lot of benefits to be had if you can work the system. You know, that's all you have to do, learn to work the system, and you can, well, you can shaft the state, you know, for, well, quite a few shillings. Without faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, no benefits, no privileges, nothing. Well, nothing of any eternal value, that is. Nothing of any, you know, serious. Really, you know what you need, your sin dealing with, and having peace with God, and knowing the peace of God. Close, you see, out of a right relationship with God. That's what justified means, you know. Being justified with God, being made right with God. It's a right relationship with God, you see. And we need that. That's why the Christ child had to come. Why Jesus had to be born. Because you're not in the right relationship with God. The very contrary. You were conceived in sin. You were born in sin. And so therefore a child of wrath. Under the holy displeasure of God. At war with God. Enmity in your heart against God. Hostility. At war with God. So how can you possibly have peace? Peace to the world, some cards would say, you know. And of course, well, the world's not exactly a peaceful place, is it? You know, in spite of all the politicizing, United Nations, United States of Europe, talk about ending wars and poverty and all the rest of it, seems to me, I don't know, seems to me like they just increase it. Maybe perhaps that's where they get their coinage from. Who knows? I don't. But friends, there can't be peace in the world as long as mankind's at war with God. That's an impossibility. Only when peace has been made with God, only when you've laid down the weapons of your warfare, your enmity against God, that is, nail it to the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ. Then you get peace with God. I know the peace of God. But there can be no peace in your hearts, in your homes, in your family. You'll be in the divorce court in the new year because of your behaviour over the season. How many of you youngsters will be kicked out of the home, sleeping under a motorway bridge because you can't behave yourselves at home, because you can't behave yourselves? You've never even learned to obey your father and mother. Huh? How can there be peace with you? Huh? You don't even know what the word means, do you? Huh? So like I say, you know, a right relationship with God, that's where the peace flows from. You get right with God, and then you get the benefits, the privileges. You get the peace of God that passes all understanding. It's the fruit of the gospel. It's the fruit of Jesus coming into the world. It's what he came for, to make peace between man and God. But as long as you don't want God, you don't want peace. You know? As long as you go about, you know, with this stupid notion, you know, that you were fed at school, you know, by false science, that there is no God, that you are hatched out in some primordial sludge, you know, that you're a piece of chemical fizz, you know, and you just happen by magic, a magical bang that nobody can explain, knows where it came from, but it just happened by magic, you know, and the world, the universe, and you too came into being. As long as you believe that lie out of the pit of hell, then you'll be bound for the pit of hell. Because that's the end of your unbelief. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, created mankind, created man in the image of God, with the true knowledge of God, a right relationship with God. Everything was fine, rosy in the garden, but not now. Now it's a wilderness. Now it's a world of anarchy, chaos, and of dispeace. But peace can be had. Peace is to be found. It's still supplied. There's still a source that you can go to in order to have and to know, to experience that peace of God. His name is Jesus. He made peace by the blood of his cross. It's been done. You know, it's not like something needs to be done. Nothing needs to be done. It's been done. Jesus came. He was born, made of a woman, made under the law, paid the penalty of the law, died on the cross. What he was born for, what he came for. And he's risen again, ascended to God, reigning at the right hand of God. And friends, through him you see that peace has been made. He shed his blood that you might know peace with God. It's been done. It's a done deal. Business has been seen to. And all it's required of you is to believe. I say only. That's a big step, isn't it? That's a huge, that's a mammoth, mammoth step. But by the grace of God, you could. By the grace of God, it's possible. Nothing shall be impossible with God. He's still working miracles today. He still works against, you know, he still has the power, you know, to do that which is contrary to nature, the natural order of things. And your natural bent, of course, is not to believe. Your natural bent is to diss God, you know. But God, by the gospel that I'm preaching here today, and by this means of communication. How you doing, sir? Have a good Christmas. Thank you, sir. By this means, you know, this here what to you seems like foolishness, this is the very means that God has ordained that miracle should take place. A man, a woman, born again to eternal life and know peace with God by the miraculous, supernatural intervention of God. Why send his son Jesus into the world to save, to rescue? Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because the name means Savior. Savior. Jesus. Jehovah, not the Jehovah of the Watchtower Society, the Lord God Almighty, the God of the Bible, Triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, the Father who sent His Son into the world, and His Son Jesus who came and was given that name. Why? Because He could fulfill, He could accomplish what was in that name. Salvation for the lost, for those without peace, for those troubled and anxious, broken-hearted, for those oppressed by sin, for those held captive, bondage to the devil. And of course, well, to their own filthy lusts. Jesus came to save us from everything that causes the dispeace, that we might have peace. So you see the condition of man, you know, as you look around in the world, you know, sin breeds quarrels, doesn't it? It breeds quarrels between man and man. You know, two men and a boozer, they start arguing, maybe about politics or religion, and the next minute, you know, beer and glasses are flying everywhere, and there's a punch up, and the cops are called. Or maybe it's, you know, maybe it has one clan against another, or maybe one country against another. Maybe, perhaps, maybe if these European divvies don't let us go, perhaps maybe we'll be throwing bombs at them again shortly. Let's hope not. But you see, you know, sin breeds quarrels, you know, within humanity. But it breeds quarrels with God too. You see, it's the cause of the separation. Sin has made a breach between you and your God. And as long as that breach remains, there can't be no peace. You have to be justified. You have to be made right by faith, by believing in Jesus and what He has done, what He has accomplished. Not what you do. Nothing you can accomplish. Nothing. Not religious. Oh, you see, I'll go to church Christmas Day. I'll sing some carols. That won't do. That won't do nothing at all. Not that's the wrong thing to do. Not saying that. What I'm saying is that you have to believe in Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the command. And the promise is, and thou shalt be saved. So you see, the quarrel has to come to an end. The fight with God, it's a fight you can't win. You cannot win. Nobody ever fought God and won. And you can rattle and rail, and you can fight and argue and squabble about it, up one side and down the other, but you know that God is just the same as I do, and you're angry with Him, you hate Him. That's what comes from your sin nature, you see. The fashion in which you were born, you see. All of us, we come into the world in that fashion. And that's why we have to be reborn. That's why we have to be born again. The nature has to be changed. And then faith follows. Then faith comes. Then belief follows in God's only begotten Son. And you have peace with God and begin to enjoy the peace of God. Faith, you see, that justifies. Faith that makes a person right with God. But not faith in anything. Not faith in your natural born religion. Not faith in your ideas. Not faith in evolution. Not faith in false science. Not faith in false religion. Only faith in Jesus. There's no other God but Jesus Christ. There is no other God. Huh? And there is no other Savior. None of our name under heaven, given amongst men, by which we must be saved. Salvation is what you need. The gift of God, not the gift of men. Jesus Christ came, was born for that purpose, to die on a cross and to make peace with God for sinners such as you. One channel, one person, one religion, Christianity, the gospel, the good news, the much good news, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, so that you might be brought into this happy state. Joy, joy to the world. That's another one on the Christmas cards. Well, there's not much of that neither, is there? This is the most melancholic, depressive generation that England has ever known. Do you know that the generation before you that came through the Second World War, they were happier than you lot? Do you know that? And you never had it so good. You've never had so much stuff, and yet you're so utterly melancholic, depressive, suicidal, without any joy, happiness whatsoever. Happiness comes from God. You got no right to be happy. Oh, I've got a right to be happy. I just want to be happy. You've got no right to nothing. Man forfeited everything. Peace, happiness, everything. When he sinned, friends, the only way back to true happiness is the way back to God from the dark path of sin through Jesus Christ, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's of grace, the grace of God, you see. It comes from the loving kindness of God. He's so good, he's so loving. His love is better than life, the Bible says. And I do believe it, because it's God's word. His love, I tell you, beyond anything you've ever imagined, thought could possibly ever be your experience. It was that love of God that gave Jesus to the world, that you might be happy, that you might be joyful. Joy, 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 way down in my heart. Here you are, you know. And you say you're going to celebrate Christmas. I don't see very many happy faces around. I don't see many Christmas faces in Hanley this afternoon. What's the matter with you all? All these parcels and packages, don't they make you happy? Of course they don't. I tell you, friends, you can be as poverty-stricken as is imaginable, but have Jesus and still be happy. Stuff doesn't bring happiness. Stuff doesn't make you happy. It wears off. It gets broke. It disappoints, you know. It comes, you open it up on Christmas Day, and there's no batteries in it, you know. All been there, haven't we? Are the things broke, you know, by Boxing Day? No, friends. Happiness comes from Jesus. Happiness comes from God and sending His Son into the world. Joy to the world. The joy that comes to a man or woman because they know their sins are forgiven. Because they know that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because they know that they're right with God. And even should the universe disintegrate and fall apart, even if the Third World War was to break out, the mother of all wars, you could still be happy, safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. But no happiness, you know. You can fill yourself with the happiness of, you know, the bubbly stuff. The alcohol, I mean. But that doesn't last either, does it? You get a few pints in you. Is that right? And everything, oh, is just like the world should be. Been there, got the t-shirt and the video, friends. Then you wake up in the morning, you got no money. And you got a banging headache to go with it. And you call that living? You call that happiness? Friends, don't be deluded. Don't delude yourselves. Don't kid yourselves on. No, friends, happiness, joy comes from knowing Jesus, rightness with God, being made right Jesus, so that you could one day, through this world, walk with God. And then, of course, through all eternity. But again, I have to tell you, this happiness, this joy is accessed by faith. It's faith, faith, faith. Wherever you go in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read for yourself and see. People come to Jesus with their misery, with their pain, with their death. They come to Him with all the hang-ups that you see in the world today, and His answer's always the same. Only believe. Trust in God. If thou canst believe, everything is possible, even your salvation today, if thou canst believe. Faith, you see, that justifies not being religious, not being good, because you can't be good. That's impossible. You tried, haven't you? Have you promised mom, dad, husband, wife, siblings? Have you? I'll be good from now on. I won't do it again. I promise, I promise, I promise. How many broken promises, eh? I'll be good, you say. But for the life of you, you can't. It's not in you. It's impossible. Because you're a wicked sinner by nature. Your depravity abounds. Can't you see it? All over your world and your society. The wickedness is not going to go away. Because the unbelief remains. Only faith will shift it. Only faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Christ child, the Son of God born into the world to make you good. Only He can make you good. You haven't got the strength, you haven't got the power. Neither has religion, neither has science or philosophy, neither have the politicians. I mean, look at them. Huh? It's not stupid woman, it's stupid people, I think. Huh? Only one person who can give you the peace, and only one person can give you the happiness, and His name is Jesus. You got to go to Him in faith. Unless you trust Him, unless you believe, you cannot be saved, you cannot have peace with God, and neither can you have the everlasting joy that Jesus died to purchase on that cross, dealing with your sin and with His blood writing your name in God's book in heaven. And that day, oh, He already has, young man. Deal with yours. Come and talk to me. Now, you see, friends, and that day, you're going to stand before God. You're going to breathe your last. Look, read. Read and learn. Read, mark, and learn. Yeah? You're going to breathe your last and immediately stand before God and give account. And in that day, friends, in that day, God will open His book, not the Bible. God will open His book and His finger will go down the list, the pages, one after another, until He gets to the end. And if your name's not written in His book, the Lamb's book of life, you're gone, and you're gone forever. And you will know more distress, I tell you, than ever you thought was imaginable. Oh, some people say to me, hey, preacher man, I'm in hell now. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not as long as you're breathing, you're not. It may feel like it, it may seem like it, but you're not. Get yourself the Bible and read what Jesus has to say about hell, everlasting torments, where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched. No, no, friends. You do not want to go there. Jesus came, lived and died, rose again from the dead, that you might not go there. That you might be saved from going there. That your end might be a good one, and not a bad one. Happiness, joy, peace from Jesus, the one born on Christmas Day. Hope for the future. That's another theme of your Christmas cards, is it not? Hope. Hope that maybe, perhaps maybe, the government will eventually come up with your universal credit and you'll be able to pay the rent and buy some food instead of going to the food bank. Well, maybe they will and maybe they won't. I don't know. I feel for you. I feel for you, but the mess that we're in, don't put your hopes in the government. Don't put your hopes in their systems. Maybe your hope is that we'll stay with Europe. Maybe your hope is just plain and simple that you'll win the lottery on Saturday night. Well, friends, that's not hope at all. Hope is based on reason. Hope is a reasonable thing. You need something reasonable, rational to put your hopes in. That's why God says in His Word, "Come now, saith the Lord, and let us reason together." God made you a reasonable creature, a rational creature. And He requires of you that you use your God-given brains, you know, to read His Word and work it out. It's quite simple. Born in sin, live in sin, die and go to hell. Or believe in your Creator, Lawgiver, Judge, and the one who today would be your Redeemer, Savior from such an end. That's why He sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world, that you might be saved, delivered from such an end, that you might have the hope of eternal life. I mean, what if the doctor today or tomorrow maybe gives you a death sentence? You know? Gives you maybe days or weeks to live. That's reality today, isn't it? The big C, you know, the cancer and other diseases too. But where do your hopes go then? You know, all the money, the houses, the jobs, and everything else. You know, how are you doing? Oh, thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Sure, have a good Christmas, eh?
I will do.
Yeah, yeah. See you soon. Good. Yeah, sure thing. And you too. Hey, see, friends. So you go, friends, you know, your hope's going out the window. You need something that will take you beyond the experiences of this life. The sickness, the pain, the death, the failure of relationships. And friends, that will take you beyond death. And there's only one thing, one person who can accomplish that in you, give you that hope. And again, His name is Jesus. That's what He came for. Peace, joy, hope. By the gospel, my gospel, salvation. Jesus Christ accomplished that. He was born on Christmas Day. He came and He lived. Harassed, hunted. He was called a devil. He was called a drunk. He was called a madman. Abused by those whom He had created, made, and nailed to a cross so that you could experience this salvation, so that you could receive the gift of Christmas, so that you could receive the gift of God, the unspeakable gift of God, His Son Jesus Christ, and that through Him, His death, His resurrection, that you might have the gift of eternal life. That's a real gift. That's a real gift. And one that won't break, one that won't disappoint, one that won't fade, one that won't corrupt, one that won't go away. An everlasting peace, an everlasting joy, an everlasting hope, friends, and an everlasting love. The demonstration of God's love, Bible says, is the death of His Son. men and women such as you and I, contrary to God in our natures and in our practice, every which way. An end of the war, an end of the fighting, an end of the unbelief. That's the beginning of peace, that's the beginning of joy, that's the beginning of hope. When you lay down the weapons, when you start fighting the Almighty, and there at the cross, not in the manger, not in the stable, beneath the cross of Jesus, there to bow the knee, there to surrender, there to lift the white flag and yield yourself to Almighty God, who came and took the form of a servant and died on a cross, shed his blood so that you can be washed and made clean, rectified, right with God, in a relationship with God for time and eternity, and all these wonderful, wonderful benefits flow down to you and into you. Peace, joy, hope, and love, such as the world today knows nothing of. But you could know it. You could know it. If you will but repent by the grace of God. Repent. Repent. All over the New Testament, repent. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Even here in Hanley this afternoon. Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The man in great fear asked the question, what shall I do? What must I do to be saved? Believe, he was told. Repent ye, and believe the gospel, says Jesus. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Because the king came, was born in a stable, died on a cross, rose again from the dead, left an empty tomb behind, and reigns supreme from heaven. Jesus Christ, born to be king on Christmas Day. I hope, I pray that this Christmas will be a different one for you. Even if it's just one of you, that will make my day. Even just one of you, if you'll bow the knee to King Jesus in the way of repentance and faith as he requires, as he commands, as he demands. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Hanley. That's the way forward, that's the way up, that's the way into hope, joy, and peace with God through his Son Jesus Christ. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel.